This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
A little bit too much.
They wanted to tell us it was out of sensitivity to the victims. We've had other terror attacks. They never felt sensitive to the victims before when they gave us just the facts about the terror attack, other than denying that it was terror, i.e. in the case of Fort Hood. But I want to ask you, because, you know, tonight now there's a question about whether whether Ms. Lynch is in trouble. Some congressmen are asking for her to resign immediately, Dana, including Representative Jeff Duncan, because of her statement that our most effective response to terror is compassion and love. I mean, I get, okay, love is good, but, like, I'm thinking the guys who behead little boys aren't, love may not be the answer.
No, they need a strong, swift kick in the you-know-what.
They need a bullet between the eyes, right, is what they need.
I actually think it is actually much more compassionate, and it shows a lot more love to innocent people if you were to take ISIS out. That, to me, would be where you find your compassion. I do think, in a way, she was kind of talking about the community in Orlando trying to come together, but she's had a couple of bad days communications-wise, no doubt.
But then you're careful.
What do you think, huh? I'm sure she probably didn't sleep too well, and you know, and probably going, why did I say that?
Well, let's hear what she said.
Okay.
And that our most effective response to terror and to hatred is compassion, it's unity, and it's love.
Well, they need a bullet between the eyes, right, is what they need.
Well, you know, I tell you, it's an interesting, again, you know, this is what has driven me nuts, Scott, is that this administration operates in the realm of the theoretical. I mean, let's forget about empirical evidence. Let's forget about history. And these are people from the academia world, right? You think they would know better. But this is what drives me nuts, because there's nobody in academia that just says, hey, are you crazy? Well, what are you doing? You know, some of these ideas. Well, I'm, you know, president before he got elected. We're going to just meet with anybody without any conditions whatsoever. You know, it's like all this theoretical stuff, this idea of transforming. But it's very dangerous, because look what he's done. He has transformed this country. And how do you like me now? And we're at this tipping point. And then they wonder why a guy like Donald Trump has so much traction. But, you know, the good news about all this, Scott, is there is a clear delineation between the two parties right now, with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton is the globalist, and that is clear, that what she wants to do. And you got Donald Trump saying, America first. Let's bring it back home. We've taken it away from this country long enough. It is time to think about, you know, we the people. Oh, yeah, by the way, that's in the Constitution, isn't it?
It is. I believe it's way up there.
Hey, and by the way, something that happened rather subtly, I don't know if you caught this or not, but AP reported that President Obama had executed another one of his infamous executive orders, and that he's, you know, the heck with these guys. The Congress can be up all night if they want, but he just to say, well, I got a pen, I got a phone, I'm just going to do an executive order. And so he's, you know, making it stricter by his executive orders. I mean, the heck with Congress, who needs them? And he has signed an executive order to restrict the sales of AR-15s. Now, have you heard anything about it? Because I've looked all over. AP supposedly reported this. And, you know, it's like one of those things that's happening out there where the mushrooms grow.
I have seen nothing about this, so
I don't know. You know, it was lightly reported. None of the, you know, I'm not picking it up from anybody. I'm thinking, whoa, you know, something like that would really go through. So I don't know if somebody's got something wrong, but I mean, AP is aligned with this. So I don't know. Maybe it might be one of those ones where we just need to really check in deeper. But I pass that on for what it's worth, because that's been flying around the internet since last night. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are, America, just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody
welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. Celebrating now over 280 markets across this country of affiliates. Good to have you here. Also, just got picked up by Red State Talk Radio, who's carrying us live on their on-air channel from 9 to noon every day as well. Hey, with us right now, we're honored to have Jim Daly. He's the president of Focus on the Family, a global Christian ministry dedicated to helping families thrive, and the host of its daily national radio program. Abandoned by his alcoholic father at the age of 5, he lost his mother to cancer 4 years later, a wound made worse when his grieving stepfather left Daly and his 4 siblings to fend for themselves after their mother's funeral. He says, "I am living proof that no matter how torn up the road has already been or how pothole infested it may look ahead, nothing is impossible for God." He and his wife of 30 years, Jean, have 2 sons and live in Colorado Springs. Jim Daly, I'll tell you, this is the first time that we have met on the radio. It is an honor to have you here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. I've been a fan of Focus on the Family and what you've done in taking over the helm there over the years has just been stellar. And again, you know, we cannot thank you enough for the team that you've surrounded yourself with, the dedicated people there at Focus on the Family who are so committed to, you know, God's critical building block, which is the family unit.
Boy, it certainly is, Bill. And I think, you know, we're not out here to pick a fight with the culture. We're here to represent the Lord and our faith and to live well in our personal lives so that it's a witness to the world. And that's what the book's about. It talks about the macro perspective of marriage, the importance of marriage to culture, and then it also talks about the micro perspective, how you can make your marriage stronger. So I tried to cover the gambit of the marriage spectrum in the book, Marriage Done Right.
Well, as you say, Jim, you know, it's not our goal. I mean, we don't sit there and say, hey, let's just duke it out here. I mean, we learn as Christians, because God has forgiven us of so much, we understand very intimately what it is to have compassion, what it is to have grace and mercy and love. But yet I find it quite ironic, even according to the latest Gallup poll, and this is a Gallup poll of about 8 months ago, where the general market was saying, hey, where's the church? The moral compass of our culture is broken, and the church isn't telling us where we should go. And I say, well, you told the church to be quiet, and you've told Christians not to get involved in the culture, that you had it well under control, and now you're running in chaos and you're looking for the church for help.
Well, it's a great point. Today I have an op-ed in the New York Times online version, and I mean, people are killing me about terrorism and religious freedom and the fact that the answer to terrorism is not to mute Christians in the culture. In fact, what I've said, I didn't say it in that piece, but what I've said in other interviews is, you want a radical Christian living next to you. And what I mean by radical Christian, I mean someone who's living the tenets of their faith radically. Right. That means you're going to be loving, kind, joyful, peaceful, patient with others. That's a radical Christian. It's not radical in the Islamic term of Sharia law, where if you are homosexual or you are an infidel, we're going to kill you.
Exactly.
That's a radical Muslim. A radical Christian is the love of God. And that's what's so amazing. And the fact that people that aren't acquainted with faith, they just make the assumption that a radical Christian is somebody who wants to kill me. There's going to be people who are not stable mentally. They do not represent faith. In our creed, in the Christian sphere, the scripture for us does not call us to kill or harm anyone.
Well, Jesus said, it's peace I give you. Fret you not, basically.
Right.
He says, the peace I give you is not of this world. And if there is any religion that is a religion of peace, and the followers of that said peace and that religion, it is those that are committed to following Jesus Christ, is it not?
It is, and I know in this debate, it's a hot debate, I get it. And one of the points I was making, Bill, is that when you look at people who voted for the definition of marriage, there were 31 states that passed marriage defined as one man, one woman, which totaled about 40 million votes. And then there were three states that passed same-sex marriage, and that was about 3.5 million votes. So when you look at it, people are saying, well, the people wanted this. Actually, it was one judge. The decision was 4-5, and Justice Kennedy went with the more liberal wing of the Supreme Court. So when you put it before people, people by and large said, no, marriage is special, it's different. And the point of all that that I try to make in the book is once the state redefined marriage to something meaning deep, loving friendship and partnership, it's no longer marriage. You can't bury the truth of God with sand and call it truth.
Exactly.
The truth of God is that marriage, and you see it outwardly as well as emotionally, marriage is between one man and one woman. It's 6,000 years of human history, 365 days of the new order, meaning same-sex marriage, is not going to redefine truth.
Exactly. Well, you had one judge in California vacate 8 million votes, one federal judge vacate a total of 40 million votes, and progressives, meanwhile, say every vote counts. Oh, does it really?
Only if it counts for us.
Exactly.
But, you know, the point of it is, again, it's not even the political area. I mean, it's fair to say, you know what? They won at the court level, and they got their vision through. So the point is now, what do we do? I sat down with a gay activist probably 7-8 years ago, and he said to me, you guys haven't done so well with marriage. Why not let us try? We might be able to improve your statistics. And, you know, I had to say, you're right, because I want to be a truth seeker. Jesus said in front of Pontius Pilate, I came to testify to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're looking at that, the truth is the Christian church has not done well when it comes to marriage. Our divorce rates are too high. What I said to the man, though, I said, listen, that's true, but it doesn't, our inability to live it doesn't nullify the truth of God's word. It just means we're pathetic living it.
Exactly.
And to which he said, touche.
Uh-huh.
And the point in the book that I'm trying to make is don't try to control the culture. They really don't care what we think as Christians, particularly. What we have to do is demonstrate that God's design works best. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to double down on our marriages, strengthen our marriages, and reduce our divorce rate. That would be a good start.
Well, marriage done right, one man, one woman. I know that some in the general marketplace would look at that and say, wow, you're going after a group of people that believe in the antithesis. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're looking at what is the successful marriage look like? I mean, God gave us a perfect plan for it. He's the designer. He's the one that came up with the idea and the concept of marriage. And, you know, we go back to Genesis when God was talking to, and this is one of my favorite stories, and I hear this echo through the ages, Jim, when he's talking to Cain. And he says, Cain, look, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And he's saying that to marriages and to couples. If you do right, if you do righteously, if you do that which is consistent with my plan and purpose for your life, will it not go well for you?
Right, and another scripture in the Old Testament saying, saying marriage should be honored by all. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. And I think, again, the state has redefined marriage now to simply mean deep friendships, deep loving friendships. That sounds great, but that's not the iron triangle of marriage as we've known it for 6,000 years of human history.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move. On the move. I'm in love.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, and our conversation with Jim Daly, the president of Focus on the Family, continues. We're talking about his new book, Marriage Done Right, One Man, One Woman. When we look at the statistics of marriage today, the impact that it has on families, Jim, I'll tell you, this book couldn't come at a better time. It is time for us to draw pause and not only look at the numbers, but look at what our marriages reflect, the challenge that it has, and I'm talking about Christian marriages, I say challenge and opportunity that it has to reflect God's grace and to demonstrate to the rest of the public what it is. I think that the rest of the public is hoping for the right answer for marriage and hope that maybe the church has the answer.
Well, I hope that's true. I think that's been true throughout history. If you look at the early Roman Empire, the first, second, third centuries, what differentiated the Christians from everybody else were the things they did that expressed love to people, to strangers. Exactly. For example, they went in and fed those that were dying of the plague while other Romans were fleeing, and people wrote about it. Josephus wrote about it and said, who are these people that they lay their own lives down for complete strangers? That's unnatural. And we've got to get to the point in our marriages that it is unnatural. What the culture takes us toward is, if you're not happy, leave. Mm. That's not a godly view of marriage. If you're not happy, work at getting happier.
Exactly.
The University of Chicago did a study, and they took two groups of people. One group was headed toward divorce. The other group was willing to go to counseling. 5 years later, they interviewed those two groups. 85% of those who went through divorce were less happy than they were 5 years before, even though they went through divorce, got remarried, probably got divorced again. 70% do. Mm-hmm. On the other side, those who fought through and stayed committed and learned to communicate in their marriage, 85% of them were happier than they were 5 years before. The point is, don't do fast food marriage. You know what?
Exactly.
You've got to work at it, and that's the point of the book.
Well, let's talk about the triangle right before the break.
Yeah.
You started to break that down. I want to drill down in that, if you would, please.
It's an interesting thing when we look at where we're at in marriage today. It didn't start with the Obergefell decision a year ago. It started 50 years ago in 1960. The Iron Triangle is the millennia-known way that culture was built. It's built with marriage between a man and a woman, sex that the two have to become one, as the scripture says. And the byproduct of that union is children. God has given us the ability to create life between us. It takes a male and a female. And with all due respect, with biology, it still takes male product and female product to create a child.
Mm-hmm.
Two women can't do it, two men can't do it. So you still need the basic building blocks of a male and a female to create life. And then in 1960, the FDA passed the pill, which made it easier for couples to not have children. Married or unmarried, didn't matter. Then in 69, our own wonderful president, but then Governor Ronald Reagan, passed no-fault divorce. By 1985, all states had embraced no-fault divorce. So we moved from a covenant relationship till death do us part to, you know what, I'm in this as long as I'm happy.
Yeah, contractual.
And thirdly,
exactly.
Contractual marriage, more of a contract. Then in 1973, if the pill failed, then the byproduct of your sexual union could be vacuumed or cut out of your womb in the form of abortion, and that the law would defend that. So those three things really began to deconstruct the Iron Triangle. And I think we're just reaping the whirlwind of that decision. Do we go back and change those things? The culture's too far past that point. What I'm saying is we got to see the antecedents of why marriage is failing. And I'll tell you what, culture will not survive long without strong marriages and children.
Exactly. And the statistics already show that, Jim. I mean, look at the statistics of homes without fathers.
I mean, this is devastating stuff. I included this in Marriage Done Right, the data. 71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 71%. 85% of all youth in prison come from fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless and runaway children come from fatherless homes. We have concentrated on the importance of mom, and that was good to do. But dads play a role in the household as well, and it's stability. And we have ignored that at our peril, and to create more homes that are broken. I mean, why in Australia do they require 6 months of counseling before the government will issue divorce papers if there's children in the home? They do it not because they're altruistic. They do it because of the cost to the taxpayers in Australia for the broken home. Here in the U.S., women and children, married women and children in poverty is 6%. When they divorce, it jumps to 36%. You want to fight poverty, everybody? Let's keep marriages together.
Exactly. Now, in your book, Marriage Done Right, One Man, One Woman, you talk about solutions. You know, what we need to do to strengthen our marriage. You hinted a little bit in terms of a survey and an experience that tracked couples that wanted a divorce, others that were open to counseling, and the results paid an incredible dividend, and it was quite telling. But what can we do to strengthen our marriages, Jim?
Yeah, I included a lot of different advice from experts to the people that have lived together in a married relationship for 50-plus years. I found their data to be really interesting. I compiled it. I came up with the five most common answers to how did you stay married more than 50 years.
Wow.
And they said, don't keep secrets from each other. Don't hold grudges and forgive each other. Don't dwell on conflict between the two of you. Love changes because life is all about change. And then fifth, support each other's interests. What a practical way to do that. There are many Christian principles involved in all of those.
Exactly.
But when you look at it, that's how successful couples stay married. Mm-hmm. And if you're in year number two, you're not going to have all those tools dialed in yet. You're going to struggle. I struggled with my wife, Jean. Mm-hmm. The other key principle is there is no perfect marriage. There are good marriages and bad marriages. And why not invest in creating a good marriage rather than divorcing?
Exactly. Anecdotally, one of my favorite questions to ask people who have been married for a long time what their secret is. And I asked this gal, she had been married 65 years.
I said, ma'am,
65 years. I said, ma'am,
that's great.
I says, you have to tell me your secret. You know, how have you been able to hold this together? She goes, oh, Sonny, let me tell you. She goes, I learned a long time ago, it's better to be loved than to be right.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. Does that end?
Wow.
And I'll tell you, that definitely stopped me in my tracks, especially in a culture today that more wants to be right than loved.
That's so true, Bill. And the other thing is the me-ism that we have in ourselves.
Yes.
In the church, too. We are so infected with the idea that I'm most important. In fact, when it comes to how we treat the world, and I would even say the gay community, we act as if Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and yet we're pretty good people.
Mm-hmm.
We add to the formula of salvation. That is not scriptural.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about what Jesus has done for us. We are sinners saved by grace, and sometimes when we're dealing with people that are not recognizing the sin in their own life, we end up loading on this idea that we're better than they are. And folks, that is wrong. Jesus went after that with passion toward the Pharisees.
Exactly.
And we need to be careful not to become a Pharisee.
Well, Jim, I got to tell you, I appreciate your book because you honored marriage. And I think that's been a big issue in our culture, is that we just have not honored marriage. We've really disrespected it. And I think that's an indictment on all of us. And, you know, we understand from the Bible that every blessing from above is good. And God is a good God. And he gave us this incredible blessing of marriage, which is society's greatest institution and strongest influencer of culture, isn't it?
It really is. It's the building block. You know, before the church as an institution, there was family.
Mm-hmm.
So God decided that was the first institution he was going to create with Adam and Eve, the family. And they bore children. And then things developed from there. When you look at all the issues in our culture, I believe they're all rooted in the family and and what's happening between spouses and between parents and their children.
Well, Jim Daly has been our guest, the president of Focus on the Family. Jim, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book. It'll be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com and, of course, available at all the usual places, right?
Yes, it will. Thank you, Bill, for talking about it, and look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yes, you got it. God bless you. Marriage Done Right, One Man, One Woman, Jim Daly on Bill Martinez Live.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, 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 like you shake, shake, shake.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Also, if you want to drop me an email, I'd love to hear from you. We always love hearing from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. I'll tell you, we're honored to have Lieutenant Randy Sutton with us. He's a national spokesman for Blue Lives Matter and a retired police officer who served with the Las Vegas Metro Police Department for 24 years. He was also awarded a Presidential Point of Light Award by President George Bush for his creation of a reading program for inner-city children. Now, Lieutenant Sutton is the author of three books, most notably True Blue and A Cop's Life. Randy Sutton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. We need your perspective. Common sense needs to reign in light of all the political rhetoric going back and forth all over the place since Orlando, and even some potential attacks in other markets. We had a report where we had a Muslim fire around in the ceiling. He wasn't happy with the lack of a job promotion, so he got excited the day after Orlando, and then, of course, we stopped a perpetrator by the grace of God in Los Angeles who was loaded up. But we got to get out of this rhetoric and let's talk about common sense. And I think there's things that we're learning. As I often tell my kids, Lieutenant, that you know, it is experience that defines preference, and we're having a lot of experience these days, though we might say some unwelcomed. But what are we supposed to learn from all this?
Well, you know, every time that there is an encounter like an active shooter, this tragedy that took place in Orlando, the law enforcement learns from these experiences because no two are exactly the same. And so these lessons are very, very valuable for law enforcement. But they're also valuable for the people who are populating our nation, and that is the normal, everyday folks that are never and shouldn't be subjected to this kind of thing. But what it brings to the fore is that you have to prepare for the eventuality of an attack, and that is, it's very sad, it's very frightening, but it's the reality.
Well, what I'm concerned about, Lieutenant, is that the rhetoric that is going out there is not helping, for all intents and purposes, our first line of defense, which is the police officer. Things are being said in such a way that I question whether or not the men in blue are feeling the support of the government. Certainly they're feeling it of the people, but I think, you know, what's coming from the government seems to be lacking, and I don't mean to sound cynical, it's only just my opinion.
Oh, you know, you're 100% right. The men and women of law enforcement are feeling dejected. They're feeling rejected. They are feeling like the government, not only does the government not have their back, the federal government, but their own police agencies don't have their back. Let me give you an example of something that just happened yesterday. In Mobile, Alabama, a police officer in uniform in his patrol car made a car stop. It turned out to be a stolen car. The suspect was black, the officer was white, and the suspect armed himself with a pistol while the officer was running his information in his car. When the officer approached, the guy got out, tried to draw his weapon, the officer engaged him and killed him. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is an officer-involved shooting, black suspect, white officer. The normal protocols for the Mobile Police Department is that they conduct an officer-involved shooting investigation. That's the normal protocols.
Right.
But that's not what's happening. Not only are they conducting an investigation, they have brought in the Department of Justice to run a parallel investigation, the Attorney General's office to run another parallel investigation. Three investigative bodies investigating one police shooting. So the question is, why? Mm-hmm. And the answer is, and I contacted the Mobile Police Department myself, and I said, do you normally follow this protocol? And they said, no, we don't. I said, then why are you doing it in this case? And they said, public perception. Mm-hmm. In other words, because of the political correctness,
exactly,
because of what's been going on, they're going to subject this officer, therefore everybody in the police department, to three investigations at the same time. It's wrong.
On so many levels, and like you say, it doesn't reinforce any kind of support for this officer who went out that day, an officer, and I don't know his background, but probably has a family, and the last thing that he had on his mind was, hey, I think I'm going to go out and do a regular traffic stop and get in a gunfight with somebody.
Exactly. He did what less than 1% of police officers around the country will do. He was involved in an actual shooting. Less than 1% of America's law enforcement do that. And I unfortunately am in that number. And I can tell you that taking the life of another human being, no matter how justified you are, changes you forever. It's not the thing that a police officer wants to do. It's a thing that a police officer has to do.
Exactly.
And when you heap this type of abuse of three investigations where they are simply trying to find something, you add to that officer's emotional distress in a huge way.
And as we can understand, in a firefight, life is measured in seconds. And an officer doesn't need to be thinking and processing in his brain political correctness, profiling real quick. Was did I pull over a Muslim? Am I going to ignite, some sort of Islamophobe incident? A white, black, an officer, you got the traditional scenario, Black Lives Matter, and blue lives matter less, I guess, and the way it's been perpetrated here. But common sense, Randy, has got to reign, whether it's in these issues, but particularly with the big war that we're fighting right now, which is domestic terrorism, as what we saw in Orlando, what we've seen in San Bernardino, and chances are we will see again, because it's not like we had a president who went on the air right after this happened, like 9/11, where you had George Bush standing on the pile of rubble downtown in New York and 9/11 saying, hey, we're going to come and get you, and we're coming after you. And I believe that's what's lacking right now, is the support of our president and our national leaders to say, look, you've declared war on us, you've affected it, you killed 50 people here, and we're coming after you. The party's over. And they need to know that we're serious about it. Whether it's a domestic issue or it's overseas, we're going to come out to stamp out this evil, and you're not allowed to come into this country and threaten and subject its citizens to the kind of stuff that you've been doing to us, and being able to get away with it.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the people who are on the front line, who are literally on the firing line, are America's law enforcement officers. But what did the president do last year to show his support? Well, here's what he actually did. You know that in the incident that happened in Orlando, mm-hmm. the police made entry using a armored vehicle. That's how they got the victims out. That's how they safely got to the suspect. Well, the president of the United States ended the program that gives that type of equipment, military surplus, to police agencies because he doesn't like the, quote, militarization of law enforcement. So he actually took that safety equipment away from law enforcement instead of supporting it.
Memo to the president, the Democrats, and those progressives that see it that way, is that the bad guys are militarized. How are we going to meet them up if we're not going to be equally militarized and protected? Like that Kevlar helmet that saved the life of that officer.
Exactly. That's the type of equipment, the vehicles, all type of safety equipment that the president made it in, did an executive order and ended the program. Not only did he end it, the Department of Justice actually repossessed some of it.
This is,
it's madness.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to hear this. Randy, where can people go for more information to be in touch with what's going on with Blue Lives Matter?
I do a lot of blogging on Facebook. That's Randy Sutton, public figure. And also BlueLivesMatter.blue, our website, BlueLivesMatter.blue.
Well, Lieutenant Randy Sutton, national spokesman for Blue Lives Matter, retired police officer, served with the Las Vegas Metro Police Department for 24 years. Lieutenant, thank you so much for coming on. Look forward to maintaining a dialogue with you and keeping our audience up to date on these things that are so vital to the national security of our country.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You know the music. It is time for Steve-O, the movie guy, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. Just surrounded by flames and fire. What's going on there? And you have no water on top of it. Other than that, you guys are in good shape, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we do suffer our little problems along the way, but, you know, it's still L.A.
Well, that's what you love about L.A. It doesn't matter. It could be an incredible earthquake, which supposedly the Andreas Fault is kind of burbling a little bit right now. On top of it, on top of all this stuff, and you know, it's just California, it's L.A., it's like, okay, well, you know, it's all cool, it's just a minor inconvenience for a moment, that's about it, and we move on, right?
Yeah, especially when the movies are making all kinds of money.
Yeah, that's really, I mean, don't interrupt the flow here. I mean, that's all we need is the movies thinking about, you know, Brexiting everybody or something themselves, but, you know, finding Dory, it's good to be a fish, huh?
Oh, it's great to be a fish. Easily swam to the top of the box office, $135 million, becoming the biggest opening ever for an animated movie.
Record number, huh?
Showing up for this one. Yeah.
Wow.
They were thinking it was going to make $104, $105 million. I was thinking it could go higher. It just blew the doors off. And it will be number one, they say, again this weekend, even though it's facing some pretty stiff competition.
Yeah. What's it like at Disney Studios right now, Steve-O? I mean, these guys, they have had an award-winning season. I mean, we're just halfway through the year. I mean, the Brinks guards can't even come over there fast enough to collect all the ka-chinga, right?
Well, you know, it ebbs and flows. So, you know, if you're on a streak, it's kind of like Las Vegas. If you're on a streak, you better bank the money because, you know, sometimes things don't work.
Yeah, but the odds, I mean, what are they batting, 90%? I mean, they've only had, like, maybe 1.5. You know, turkeys, I think, so far, if I'm remembering the numbers correctly.
Well, the big turkey, of course, was Alice through the Looking Glass.
Well, of course,
we're not quite with it.
Well, Johnny Depp was hoping you wouldn't have brought that up, you know.
Well, But it's, you know, it's still managing to make a few bucks along the way. Central Intelligence did well last weekend, 35.5. That was good for that movie.
Well, the storyline sounded fun. I mean, you know, and you get these two guys, and maybe, what do you think? Do you think they're going to create some sort of new franchise between these two? I mean, the chemistry, at least from the trailer, I didn't see the movie, admittedly, but the trailer, I mean, can Kevin Hart not get along with it? I mean, you could probably put him next to an eraser and he'd have fun.
Well, that's true. And if the movie worked, and yes, there will be another one, I'm sure, because when movies open for $35 million, it definitely will be back. And we'll talk about one coming back here in just a moment. Okay. We have The Conjuring 2. That was number 3. Now You See Me 2 was number 4. It gets a little confusing with these sequels. Warcraft rounded out the top 5. Well, you remember back in 1996, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, like yesterday. Like yesterday. I mean, you say that. You say that as if I was on hallucinogens then or something, you know? Hey, the worst thing I ever had was I had an overspiced churro one time. That's it, you know. It's a simple life I lead.
We all remember Independence Day back in 1996.
Yes.
It was a huge
just in time.
$306 million back then.
Yes.
$96 went on to make over $800 million worldwide. Well, it is back. Anytime a movie makes $800 million, you know it's going to be back. This one is called Independence Day Resurgence. Now, if you remember, the original Independence Day was about this group of people who converge in the Nevada desert in the aftermath of a destructive alien attack, and along with the rest of the human population, participate in the last chance counterattack on July the 4th, of course, Independence Day in the USA. Well, this is 20 years later, okay? We have 2 decades after the first Independence Day invasion. Mm-hmm. Earth is now faced with a new extrasolar threat. But will mankind's new space defenses be enough? You see, they've uncovered alien technology, and the nations of the Earth have collaborated on this immense defense program to protect the planet. But nothing can prepare us for the aliens' advanced and unprecedented force. Only the ingenuity of a few brave men and women can bring our world back from the brink of extinction. Once again this weekend. Now, what they're saying about this is about 44% are recommending. This is a big movie with big effects, but this is over the top of most over the top movies you've ever seen. They
really?
Are blowing up stuff on an epic scale. And so, you know that going in. It will do well, but just taking this to an extreme.
Well, maybe the doggone aliens heard about what's going on with the elections here, so that's why they came back, you know.
Well, I think if they had heard about the elections, they would have stayed away. But that would be a different movie.
Well, they're good-hearted. They're good-hearted. You know, they say all these people, all these crazy nuts, they just need love. You know, that's the order of the day. You know, if we had enough love and enough jobs, then we'd be okay.
That should be on a pillow somewhere. You know, embroidered something.
Are you going to embroider a pillow for me? You're just so compassionate. Of course, your wife knows this. That's why she loves you so much.
Of course.
Yeah.
We have a movie called The Shallows, which is starring Blake Lively, which I think Blake Lively is one of the most beautiful women to come along in a long while. She has this classic beauty about her. And this is featuring Blake Lively in a bikini. Hey, it's called
Whoa.
The Shallows. Here's the idea. It's woman versus nature. This is a terror story about this grieving young surfer played by Blake Lively. Her name is Nancy in the movie. Her surfing session turns deadly when a shark comes between her and land. So she's a mere 200 yards off the shore. She's hanging onto this buoy, and the only thing between her and the shore is this great white shark. That's the idea. This goes on for 2 hours, by the way. Not reviewed for the critics, but did I mention Blake Lively is in a bikini in this movie?
Yes. That's probably... The critics' wives wouldn't let them stay much longer.
Maybe not.
No, you get home, buddy. You know, this is going to be a short critique here. Yes.
We have...
is she in a bikini?
She is in a bikini.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
In case you missed that. We have the lovely Blake Lively and the not-so-lovely Matthew McConaughey in his movie Free State of Jones. Now, the critics aren't nuts about this. We'll talk about it in just a moment. This is about the Civil War. It's divided the nation. We have this poor farmer from Mississippi leading a group of rebels against the Confederate Army. Matthew McConaughey plays this defiant Southern farmer by the name of Newt Knight. Now, this is a true story. And his extraordinary armed rebellion against the Confederacy. He bands together this small group of farmers and local slaves. Knight launches into an uprising that leads Jones County, Mississippi, to secede from the Confederacy. you have a lot of seceding going on here. The Confederacy is seceding from the Union, and Jones County from the Confederacy. And basically, he continues this struggle into Reconstruction, distinguishing him as a compelling, if controversial, figure of defiance beyond the Civil War. So here's what they're saying. They're saying that this is a very interesting story. However, it's presented in a rather dry and educational way, and that's why only 17% are recommending. But it could be just the thing you're looking for. Check out the trailer. It might be what you'd like to see this weekend. Matthew McConaughey in The Free State of Jones.
So they're saying there's a reason why you didn't get this in school, so you know, we don't want it in our movies because you'd be educated and you'd actually know what happened during the Civil War, maybe, or at least have another storyline?
I don't know if there's anything political about it. I think basically that they just decided to tell this in a dry and educational way. There may have been ways to pump it up a little bit, which they obviously missed. We have The Neon Demon. This is kind of an interesting movie starring Elle Fanning. Now, here we have an aspiring model, Jessie, played by Elle. She moves to Los Angeles. Her youth and vitality are devoured by a group of beauty-obsessed women who will take any means necessary to get what she has. Only 50% are recommending that one. And then what I love about the movie business is just when you think you've seen everything, something else comes along, and that's this movie called Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a crazy movie. It recounts the mostly true story of John Romulus Brinkley. Now, he was a Kansas City doctor back in 1917, and he discovered that he could cure impotence by transplanting goat testicles into men. Kind of an early form of Viagra, I guess.
Okay, I guess,
From there, the story gets a little more bizarre. This movie hand-drawn, animated, even more. Hand-animated reenactments, they have interviews, they have archival footage, and they have this highly unreliable narrator narrating this thing. 100% of the critics are recommending. Very creative and obviously a very interesting topic. It traces Brinkley's rise from poverty and obscurity to the heights of celebrity, wealth, and influence back in 1917 with this early form of a cure for impotence.
You'll find yourself a goat.
Well, I was thinking it'd be kind of kind of unsettling to arrive home in the afternoon and find a goat in your front yard and have a talk with the wife, and she says, "Well, dear, we have to talk." I don't know. Stop it.
I was trying not to go there. I really was. I'm sorry. I set you up.
I think it's just one of those interesting movies. Obviously, not for everyone, but the critics like it anyway.
Hey, well, ED is a big, let's face it, ED is a big issue. We see commercials like crazy all over. I mean, it wasn't that big a deal, it seemed like, when we were younger. But are we just so obsessed with this stuff that, it's like, my big question is, what happened? What happened in the last generation or so?
I think what happened was that the pharmaceutical industry discovered a new market.
Mm-hmm.
And decided
or
to
created
it
or created one.
Well, maybe so.
I don't know. Goat's testicles have been around for a long time, but I guess if you create a new one, it's whatever.
Yeah.
All right, I digress. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, obviously the technology has advanced. I'm not sure I would want to undergo any cure that involves goats.
Yeah.
So anyway, we have a wiener dog out there as well. We have a couple of great dogs.
Your wife would be calling me and go, "I don't know what's wrong with Steve, but every time, he just keeps butting his head up against the wall." Thinking, well, ever since that operation, that's what happens.
Oh, my.
Oh,
what's
Lordy. We've absolutely run amok, haven't we, Steve-O? Not you. That's okay. Hey, it's Steve Evans, the movie guy. Yes, live from Hollywood, California, trying to stay out of those fires and seeing if he can find another drink of water, for goodness sakes. I'll send you plenty of water, Steve. Well, you don't have to worry about that. We'll see you at the Cineplex. Hey, don't forget the popcorn, right? Got to have plenty of popcorn. Enjoy yourself. Thank you so much, Steve.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.